Yeah, 30 years. It's amazing. Yeah, it takes so many people. It's kind of unbelievable when you wrap your head around it. Yeah, we've got the 30th Rhubarb Festival, June 3rd and 4th. And that's Friday and Saturday. And we're working on a lot of details right now, but two of the things that we're adding, of course, is an extended entertainment. Of course, we've got our normal full packed days, Friday and Saturday, but we're also having evening entertainment both Friday night and Saturday night, 7 to 9 on both nights. Friday night is the Neverly Brothers and a wide area of local favorite, Ten of Soul, is going to be on Saturday night. That's Rusty Ruggles' band. And we're very excited about that as well. They have a great following. And we are adding 2 trolleys this year. So we're pumped about that. So that is a huge thing that we've always enjoyed, and everybody loves the trolley. So we got lots more to come, but those are the 2 things that I can announce as of now.
Well, and I know couldn't have the event in 2020. You eased your way back into it 2021, but I think most people were surprised at the response from, you know, the event restarting in 2021 after the year of the pandemic in 2020. So, you know, people were ready in 2021, so you have to believe they're really going to be ready for 2022 then, right?
That's right. We were thrilled with the response that we got. We worked hard to ensure everybody's safety, both the volunteers and our visitors. And I think everybody pulled together and did a great job. And we're building on that momentum. Small town, friendly, is alive and well, and we do that well here. So we're gonna rock 30 years, and everybody's doing their job, and that's what it's all about. So we're gonna be meeting with the city and continuing our efforts to work together with them and all our local businesses. And it's just a great, great weekend, and Aledo shines well on that weekend, as always.